Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fins up, everybody. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack, back from seeing Jimmy Buffett at Jones Beach, and I have your daily comedy news. Stephen Colbert was talking about the recent Mega Millions lottery that paid off $1.2 billion. Stephen said, think of what you could buy with all that money, a mansion, a yacht, a tank of gas. Joke's getting a little moldy there, Stephen. I'll concede that I held it for a few days, but gas is way down the last month or so. We got to update the writing there. John Oliver talked about his new owners at HBO Max and said, hi there, new business daddy. Seems like you're doing a really good job. I do get the vague sense that you're burning down my network for the insurance money, but I'm sure that'll all pass. From Vulture, a look at Andy Kindler's State of the Industry address at Montreal's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I'm shocked that it took about a week, 10 days for this to come out. It was delivered on July 28th. But Vulture writes, since 1995, Andy Kindler has skewered current comedy trends and controversies in his annual State of the Industry address. I mentioned before, Comedy Insider seem to love this thing. I'm going to read through it here. I guess it's funny. I just find it a little bit like overblown or overrated. I guess at this point we've been doing it for 25, 27 years, so we're going to keep doing it, but okay. This year, Kindler wasn't even in Montreal. He performed remotely from Los Angeles and was beamed onto the JFL stage using hologram technology. He commented about that and said, I'm bombing no matter what gimmick I use. Yeah, that's right, I'm a hologram. Coachella got Tupac, and you're getting Jupac. It's nice to not be here tonight. I almost did not make it here. My hologram had trouble at the border. They wouldn't give it a work permit. They kept saying, we don't think this will work. Kindler's hologram was brought on stage by Bob Odenkirk, whom Kindler referred to as Odenkirk Kenobi. Ooh, before pleading with him to banter longer because he was thin on material. Walter Wright says, as customary every year, the meat of the address was dedicated to Kindler going after some of the year's biggest names in comedy, comics he believes are hacks, opportunists, and offensive. I started doing this speech in 1995 because I thought hack comedy was dangerous to comedy, not to humanity. I was mad at Leno for taking over The Tonight Show and making it suck. That was the end of the world to me at that point. Now we're actually at the end of the world, and there are many fascist comedians trying to make it worse. Some of the names that attracted Kindler's ire this year, Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, and John Mulaney. Vulture pulled out some highlights about Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais. I read that NASA will be using the Webb telescope to try to calculate the vastness of Dave Chappelle's ego. I really think Chappelle sees himself as Mean Jesus. Andy, isn't Mean Jesus the devil? No, that's Ricky Gervais. That's pretty funny. Mean Jesus is still the messiah of comedy. He's just mean. And if he hurts your feelings and you say something about it, he gets meaner because it's your fault for not understanding comedy genius. I watched his special, and he keeps saying during his special, it's going to get worse. Strap yourselves in. I'm going all the way. People don't have to strap themselves in. It's not like he's delivering truth people can't handle. He calls feminists frumpy dykes. That's the whole joke. And then he says, watch out. It's going to get worse. He's right. The special gets worse. The topic, Joe Rogan. We should shoot homeless people. That's what Joe Rogan suggested on a show. You know that crazy show where he's got a big thing on his head? He might have been being sarcastic. It's not bad enough that Rogan punches down. Now he wants to shoot down. Isn't that kind of hacky? That's kind of hacky. That's a hack joke. As we careen into mass poverty, homeless bits are even more hilarious, right? He's joking about shooting the homeless person. I feel better about my life because I can laugh at the homeless. Homeless plus long COVID equals comedy gold. I'm not sure which is worse, when Rogan plays smart and gives dangerous medical advice, or when he plays dumb. I'm just a comedian. Why are you listening to my dangerous medical advice? I will post this on both the Reddit Daily Comedy News subreddit and the Facebook group Daily Comedy News podcast group, because I'm sure Andy is telling it much better than I ever could. Alrighty, John Mulaney, the topic. At least John Mulaney went the traditional route with his horrible handling of success. He just blew up his own personal life and those around him. He didn't try to take down the Center for Disease Control. Thank you, John. You backed out graciously of his marriage, is what I'm saying. Topic, Bill Maher. Bill Maher in his special opened with 5 minutes on how much people wearing masks make him mad. Mr. Libertarian loses his crap when he sees someone who's choosing to wear a mask. He's one of the only people I've ever seen who tries to talk people out of religion and science. the topic Netflix. I'm just hoping there's room for me at the Home for Aging Comedians Netflix. Actually, Netflix is changing gears. It's very exciting. They want to cultivate a brand. They've created niche programming. They are the home of anti-trans content. Come to Netflix for the best in othering. Our soul is lava. The topic, fascist comedians. The internet has changed everything. It's great that we live in a world where you can connect directly with your fans. The problem is the followers corrupt, and a million followers corrupt absolutely. The only thing comedians handle worse than criticism is acceptance. If you can sick the army of people who accept you on anyone who criticizes you, you are now a fascist comedian. Congratulations. Oh, there's more. Kevin Hart, the topic. I'm in Van Nuys, and you people are in a Montreal ballroom laughing at nothing. It's just like a Kevin Hart show. That is a good joke. Patton Oswalt, the topic. I hope you're all enjoying the festival. There's so many great shows to see. Patton Oswalt is hosting the Patton Oswalt Gala. I don't know. It's hard to imagine Patton celebrating himself. He's a friend. He loves me. He knows I'm bitter. He'll tell me it was fine if he answers the phone. Not bad. Rob Schneider, the topic. Who knew that Rob Schneider's hot take on the Canadian trucker boycott would cause an international crisis? Why is Rob Schneider so angry? It's not our fault. He's an unrelenting hack. We didn't force Rob to go to the top of every movie he's chewed the scenery in. We didn't insist that he staple himself to Adam Sandler's coattails. That was his choice. All right, I guess. And finally, the topic, Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen tried this hologram shtick. It didn't make her more likable. People could already see through her. That is good. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you a fan of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Well, they have launched a stand-up comedy tour. This fall, NPR's weekly hour-long quiz program will be traveling to 10 cities. Alonzo Bowden is your host. Not sure who the performers will be. Alonzo says, we love doing this. It's not your typical Saturday morning comedy. These are the funniest Wait, Wait panelists uncensored. Rick and Morty is back for a new season on September 4th. They put a teaser away and people aren't sure what it's about. In the teaser, which is called A Citadel Secret, all we see are floating green eggs that seem increasingly on the verge of hatching, possibly as a result of the issues that affected the Citadel of Ricks in the show's fifth season finale. But the most ominous note, writes the AV Club, is literal. The music that plays in the background of the 15-second teaser is a subdued version of Blonde Redhead's For the Damaged Coda, which the show has adopted as the theme song for its chief antagonist, Evil Morty. The teaser directs you to rickandmorty.com, which is displaying a countdown clock to something called Wormageddon, which promises of more transmissions to come. But what's interesting is the countdown clock isn't counting down to the show's scheduled return date. So what's it counting down to? AV Club reminds you, though, a couple years ago, the show did an April Fool's prank by airing its third season premiere weeks ahead of schedule. So who knows? Keep an eye on the countdown clock. Depending on when you're looking at this, 8 days and X hours to go. Countdown until Wormageddon. I'm intrigued. From The Wrap, late comedian Jerry Lewis, accused of sexual misconduct by two women. Karen Sharp starred with Jerry Lewis in The Disorderly Order in 1964. And Hope Holliday co-starred with Lewis in The Ladies' Man in 1961. They've each accused Jerry Lewis of misconduct as part of a documentary published in Vanity Fair. Sharp said in the documentary she was invited to Jerry's dressing room to discuss a scene and the outfit she'd wear in the film. Her quote, "Before I knew it, he was all over me. He had grabbed me. He had begun to fondle me." The 87-year-old Sharp recalls telling him, "I don't know what you think, but I don't do this." She says Jerry was furious at being rejected, and though she wanted to resign from the film, he told her it's too late and she already signed the contract. She felt being locked in the project was a form of punishment and control over her. She says, "No one was allowed to speak to me on the set or I was to be fired. I was told that my second day on the set. He wanted to win in whatever way he could win. Win the girl, win the moment, put me in my place. That's how I punish you." Hope Holliday is 91. She recalls being invited to Jerry's dressing room and seeing him push a button that locked her inside with him. Holliday says Jerry Lewis complimented her appearance, including her, quote, "great boobs and lovely legs," and then began to Louis C.K. in front of her. There's a quote here I'm going to skip, but, you know, Louis C.K. stuff. You can find that film on Vanity Fair. And let's finish up with Fringe. Again, this from Sean McCarthy. His website is The Comics Comic. It's really good. He was at Emmy Blotnick's The 30 Fragrances of Jennifer Lopez, a show about death, betrayal, and financial ruin. He gave it 4 stars out of 5. Sean writes, "After an initial experience at The Fringe in 2019, Emmy Blotnick became convinced she should return with her own one-person show for a full run. She was going to do that in 2020. Her premise, superstar Jennifer Lopez had put out 30 uniquely different perfumes and colognes, whip up 2 minutes of jokes per fragrance, voila, a 60-minute show. But then there was that pesky pandemic. So her act now includes a list of things she's experienced that J-Lo never has. Emmy Blotnick, The 30 Fragrances of Jennifer Lopez, a show about death, betrayal, and financial ruin, runs at The Fringe through August 29th. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. If you want to support the show, you can buy me a coffee. This one's almost empty. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw some money in the tip jar, $5 or so. Oh yeah, it's volleyball night. I'll be seeing Glenn later, so no trivia tonight, no brewery, so no beer, just coffee. See you tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.